The Henry Raines Show, only on News Talk 820.
And I ain't no communist, and I ain't no capitalist, and I ain't no socialist, I ain't no imperialist, no, I ain't no Democrat, sure ain't no Republican, I only know one party, and it is freedom. I am a patriot, and I love my country.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the second hour of the Henry Raines Show here on News Talk AM 820. Attorney Jim Delgado in the studio with me. Just a moment to reflect on that interview that we just did. As I told Senator Dockery, you know, we're two yellow dog Democrats here, and I hope it. I don't want to hurt you by saying good things about you, but
I'm scared.
If I was a Republican, you know, there'd be no question that she'd be the better candidate.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do when this weekend. I am going to mass email all my young conservative friends. And this is what they've been looking for. And they tell me constantly, look, I'm a Republican. I can't vote Democrat, but my party is starting to leave me. You know, these are issues, the issues that they're talking about, they don't want to be part of. They want to talk about real conservative values. And this might be somebody for them. At least maybe they can look her up.
PeopleForPaula.com. And again, I hope I'm not hurting everybody.
Oh, we did.
It reminds me of the less polarizing governors that we had in the 70s and 80s. Like the Reuben Askews and the Lawton Childs and the Bob Grahams that could work across the aisle and get things done.
And dare I say, even George Bush in Texas, his lieutenant governor, was a Democrat. I mean, he was not pegged as a right-wing conservative. I mean, he just wasn't. You know, I lived there. He wasn't. You know, things just change. People change.
All right, well, we've got calls standing by. 866-977-4820 if you want to talk about the previous interview, health care, we're going to get into that. We're also going to get into the war clouds that are looming around the world right now. 866-977-4820. Matt in Lakewood Ranch. Matt, go ahead.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi. Good. By the way, this is Matt Bruce, the captain of the Captain's America radio show, thecaptainsamerica.com, to find out more. And he was very graciously, he actually furnished me with audio from an interview he did with Marco Rubio today. We were running behind time, so I don't know if we're going to get to that excerpt or not. But what's on your mind, Matt?
Well, first of all, I'm getting a lot of feedback from both sides of the aisle about the Marco Rubio-Charlie Crist debate. And the general consensus of the emails that I've gotten over 200, 90% say that Marco Rubio had the better showing today. I've got Democratic friends that have sent me the emails. I've got conservative friends, liberal friends, probably some Harry Kirshners, maybe a couple of libertarians. You name it, they're in there, not to mention a few Republicans. And by the way, Jim, I'm too old to be a young conservative.
Yes, you are. I know what side of the I know what side you stand on, Matt.
I stand on America's side always, first and foremost.
No. We all stand on America's side, Matt.
Yep. I am an American independent conservative patriot. That's what I tell everybody when they ask me what I am. Are you a Democrat or Republican? I'm an American. How about you?
Matt,
that's what I tell them.
You're a Republican.
Well, let's talk about the debate here for a second, because this would be my observation, is I can understand why you would get that response, because Charlie Crist was heavy on the attack.
Yep.
But the thing about an attack is they don't need to like you for doing it. The question is, how well did he put the question in people's mind, the question mark in people's mind about Marco Rubio? And that, I think, people heard things they hadn't heard before.
They may or they may not have, but the responses that I'm getting are showing that it didn't matter, because I'm getting emails now from people that I haven't heard from in quite a while that are telling me that they like Marco. But I wanted to tell you a little bit about Senator Paula Dockery. I had an opportunity to talk to her a while ago. Many months ago when she first hinted that she was going to run for governor. She's going to be on April the 15th down in Punta Gorda as one of the speakers at the Tea Party down there. Do you know that?
I know she's popular with the Tea Party activists.
Yeah, I was going to call in and say something then, but I didn't want to because she was having a good interview and you asked her some good questions and she gave you some good answers. But she's going to be down there and Bill McCollum's going to be down there.
Uh-oh.
And I can't remember who the third candidate is on the GOP side. Do you know, Jim? Because I don't.
No, I know they have a total of five, but those are the only two that are actually posting numbers.
Well, there's going to be four of them.
Okay.
Down there. Alex Sink has been invited. She's not going to be, as far as I know at the present time, she's not going to be there, but she has been invited to come down there. And Marco Rubio may be there as well. This is April the 15th down in Punta Gorda from 5 to 7.
Do you know the location in Punta Gorda?
Yeah, it's going to be at Lashley Park Marina on the water in Punta Gorda, and I will also be there up on the podium.
Okay, good. Well, thanks, for that info.
Sure.
All right. Well, Matt, we're going to move on to health care. And thanks again for the call, and thanks for having me on your show.
And thanks for paying for my health care.
Thank you, Matt. Matt's got TRICARE.
Well, no, actually, he gets it through
the
firefighters.
Okay. Does he really? Oh,
yeah,
so he doesn't get it through his military?
I think he could, but that actually is something we're going to talk about in a minute. How does the bill affect vets
and
this?
And it doesn't.
But one thing that we didn't have time to do, the part I was going to play about the interview he did with Marco Rubio, is there was a bill that passed the Senate, and the number escapes me, but the important point was it passed through the Senate, and it would readjust the algorithm, the equation for how government pensions are computed and the benefits. And what it effectively would do is reduce firefighters, law enforcement, teachers, other government workers that have been counting on a pension based on what they were told the computation was to be, planning their retirement for, and this would retroactively, it wouldn't grandfather anybody in at the old computation, it would just pull the rug out from all these employees that are facing retirement and diminishing their benefit. Now, I've been told it's been tabled in the House. So we'll try and get you more information next week on that, because if you're a firefighter, law enforcement, government employee, teacher. Teachers have a different plan. I misspoke on that.
Well, you got to know. I mean, they serve their community, and they deserve what they get. Whatever they contracted for, they should get.
Right. All right. Well, health care is the law of the land.
Yes.
Let's go to the signing ceremony, and I think we hear Joe Biden on the first clip. Don't worry. It's not the more famous Biden clip from that day.
Ladies and gentlemen, to state the obvious, this is a historic day. In our business, we use that phrase a lot. But I can't think of a day in the 37 years that I've been a United States Senator and the short time I've been Vice President that it is more appropriately stated. This is a historic day. And history is not merely what is printed in textbooks. It doesn't begin or end with the stroke of a pen. History is made. History is made when men and women decide that there is a greater risk in accepting a situation that we cannot bear than in stealing our spine and embracing the promise of change. That's when history is made.
And then I guess this wasn't exactly the signing ceremony. It was the press photo op afterwards. And then, of course, Joe Biden made the big blanking deal comment that got picked up by the mic as he walked over to the President Obama right before President Obama had some of these words here with clip one.
Today, after almost a century of trying, today, after over a year of debate, today, after all the votes have been tallied, health insurance reform becomes law in the United States of America.
And how about one more little one from Barack Obama?
Families and for businesses and for the federal government, reducing our deficit by over $1 trillion in the next two decades. It is paid for, it is fiscally responsible, and it will help lift a decades-long drag on our economy. That's part of what all of you together worked on and made happen.
The House wound up passing the slightly altered reconciliation bill, 220 to 207. After the Senate had passed the reconciliation version 56 to 43.
Right.
And this, you know, one of the interesting things that I've heard on the Talking Heads show is them talking about how Barack Obama with the Pell Grants and the
student
loans that were part of this bill. He's cutting $9 billion away from students in the student loan. No, that was the $9 billion of waste that the people that were administering it before.
That was the payment for administering our money.
Right, and
that's
not
exactly
to mention the kickbacks that were going to university officials, that the different loan lenders were doing to enhance their status in getting student loans.
And I know because I got one of those loans, Henry. I got a small mortgage right there.
And I think when I had my student loan way back when, it was a government program.
Right.
And, you know, if the government is insuring them, I think we should have a little bit more oversight of it.
That's it. That's all it is.
Then the other thing that they want to talk about is the $500 million that's taken away from Medicare.
Oh, $500 billion, they're saying.
Right. That, again, is the overhead we're paying on the Medicare Advantage.
Again, we're cutting out the middleman to administrate our money.
Right. That is the subsidy we give to the private insurance companies so they can offer Medicare Advantage.
Which is private. It's not governmental.
Yes. Well, and this is something when people talk about a government and health care, Medicare, the regular Medicare, is administered by private health companies.
Yes.
Health insurance companies. Yeah. Somehow they're able to work with a, 4% margin, 2% margin on Medicare, but they need 15 to 20% in their own businesses. Let's go to Tommy in St. Pete. Hey, Tommy.
Yeah, Henry, I was listening to what you're saying about the insurance and so forth, and I'm on Medicare and Medicaid, by the way.
Okay.
And the Medicare works fine, but that Part D of the Medicare, the drug thing, is so balled up. You know, it's they change it every year, whether you like it or not. You know, it's 96 bucks a month, I think, is what it is now. And it's just really all fouled up. But what I'm really afraid of is it sounds to me like they're steering this thing so it'll end up being like the no-fault insurance. When you buy automobile insurance, when you buy just a no-fault, not collision, and you have a little fender bender, they don't pay for my fender. And they don't pay for your fender. That's the way they want to set it up. They want to set it up so they don't have to pay at all.
Well, so you think
actually that's not true, though, Tommy. Well, they won't pay for yours, but they'll pay for theirs.
Well,
that collision.
Well, let's talk about the health care,
right,
though, because right. I think I know the point he's trying to make here.
All right.
You're saying that you think they're going to reduce the benefits for Medicare, Medicaid, or these other private health plans that'll be in the health exchanges you can buy.
Well, as I think you said before a couple weeks ago, Henry, you know, they're a profit motive. You know, they're going to try to set it up in such a way that they make the maximum profit on a deal.
Well,
and, of course,
details will catch you. And I don't think you have too much to worry about, Tommy, because if you're Medicare, Medicaid, that's going to be set by a federal and then a state administration. But what people have to worry about is if these plans come into the exchanges and you get like only 65% of coverage and your cost share is 35, that's going to discourage people from getting health care. But we'll have to see on that. I think it's going to be a little bit better than what people think. I'm not excited about the whole thing, but
I'm not so worried about myself. You know, I'm an old timer now, and it's the young people that are coming up. But as far as people like myself are concerned, there's an old axiom from the movie Cool Hand Luke. Sometime nothing's a real cool hand.
Hey, well, Tommy, you're going to be getting a $250 check in the mail anyway for your Medicare Part D.
Oh, I hope so.
That's something.
That won't even get me up to even. That thinks being on Social Security is a picnic are sorely mistaken. I get a little further behind every month. It's certainly not a pleasure to be in this position. As a matter of fact, if I had had access to health care 25 years ago when I injured my neck, I may in fact not have been in this position. So I hope the youngsters will they'll get it squared away and the youngsters will be able to benefit by it in the coming years.
All right. Thanks so much, Tommy.
Thank you.
Sorry to cut you off a little quick there, Tommy. You know, actually, the average 20-something is going to fall into that mid-$20,000 price, and they're going to be able to get an annual policy for $1,200.
Right. Right.
So hopefully, we'll see when the plans are actually offered.
For all the bad stuff that's in the bill, the overriding part is it's a positive.
Okay, on the other side, we're going to look a little bit more at this, some of the threats going through Congress, and we will finally get to the world at war. You're listening to The Henry Raines Show.
This portion of The Henry Raines Show is brought to you by Callens, Little & Delgado, a full-service law firm practicing personal injury, family, criminal defense, and immigration law.
News Talk AM 820. Watch your mind.
I'm Scott Callens from the law firm of Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal. During this season of high roadway traffic, you need to be extra cautious. You should know that Harvard researchers have concluded that cell phone use while driving increases your likelihood of being injured in a car accident by 4 times. Reduce your chances of injury by driving a bit slower and by pulling from the roadway when you must use your cell phone. You'll arrive at your destination safely, and your caller will appreciate the attention that you've given them. At Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal, we help people who have been injured by careless drivers. If you or your loved ones have been injured in an accident, you may have questions. At Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal, we want to help. There's no charge to meet with us, and our fees are based on a percentage of what we recover for you. Call us at 941-749-1446. Let us help answer your questions. Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal, 941-749-1446, or reach us at makeempay.net.
Hi, it's Mike Reeves from The Big Show inviting you to join us in JDRF for the Walk to Cure Diabetes. JDRF is the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. If we continue to fund their efforts, this disease can be conquered in our lifetime. Hundreds of thousands of lives will be saved. The Walk is a family event with registration at 8 in the morning and walking starting at 9, Saturday, April 3rd at the St. Pete Times Forum. Juvenile diabetes strikes out of nowhere, changing children and their families' lives forever. With your help, it can be cured in our lifetime. For more information, go to newstalk820.com.
The Hispanic Chamber of Commerce invites you to the Hispanic Business Expo. This year at its new headquarters in the Hilton Orlando on International Drive. There will be more than 300 exhibitors and much, much more. Admission is free. Bring the whole family from April 16th to the 18th at the Hilton Orlando on International Drive. For more information, go to hbcexpo.com. Sponsored by Bright House Networks, Walt Disney World, the Orlando Magic, JetBlue Airlines, Orlando Health, and State Farm Insurance.
I'm watching my spending.
I decided to cut back.
I'm trying to be more thrifty.
It's time to tighten things up.
To stop throwing my money away.
So I bring my lunch to work.
I ride my bike to save on gas.
I go out to dinner less.
I'm shutting off lights in the house.
I'm sticking to my budget.
To make my money go further.
To spend less.
To save more.
To put my money to better use.
To pinch every penny.
So that one day.
When it all comes together.
When I've saved enough.
One day.
So one day.
I can buy a house.
Take photography lessons.
Put in air conditioning.
Visit my son overseas.
Start a savings plan.
Maybe get new curtains.
Capture what inspires me.
Paint the living room.
See the places my son tells me about.
Finally, pay off my bills.
We all make sacrifices for something greater. But at Fifth Third Bank, we know every dream is unique. That's why we ask about yours. Stop by your local banking center and let's get to work on your dream today. Fifth Third Bank, the things we do for dreams. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there is powerful information you need to know about the government's bailout of credit card companies. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. With monthly payments you can afford, credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. And that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-900-2594. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt-free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in a government bailout era, call 1-800-900-2594. That's 1-800-900-2594. 1-800-900-2594.
Henry Raines Show, News Talk 820 AM. Jim Delgado in the studio with me. The podcast site, and we urge you to go check that out. Henry Raines Show. raineshow.podomatic.com, R-A-I-N-E-S, henryraineshow.podomatic.com. You can also check out the old radio show we used to do down in Southwest Florida. Jim, I think, is still on some of the podcasts. That's AmericanAM.podomatic.com, AmericanAM.
Oh, the good old days.
Podomatic.com. You know, I was checking it, and I still get a lot of downloads there. I started putting up this show on that site, too. But most of the downloads are in China.
Why?
I don't know.
You know, and I remember, we used to come every morning, and the first thing Henry would do is he would show off how many podcasts he had around the world. China was big. England had a few. Scattered throughout the United States. It was pretty good. It was kind of awe-inspiring, actually.
Israel, Iran, yeah. You know, all over. Anyway.
Only China, though. They always left a little in my head.
My Chinese listeners, you're going to want to listen to my opinion in this next half hour after we finish up on healthcare. let's do Steny Hoyer on clip one, and then we'll jump to the third one there.
Some of the threats that have been made are very, very serious and threaten bodily harm to members. I think it's appropriate that each one of us take this seriously, whether we've had threats made against us or not. Clearly, the Capitol Police and the FBI are taking these seriously and investigating them. The bottom line is we need to be very careful in public life that our rhetoric does not turn to incitement of violence or violent acts against those. In our democracy, we have disagreements. Sometimes strongly held beliefs differ. But at the core of our democracy is that we do so civilly and peacefully and resolve our differences not through violence but through democratic means.
And, of course, we can count on Steve Ducey at Fox and Friends to give careful analysis and thought and consideration to what's going on. Take it away, Steve Ducey.
Eric Cantor said he thinks the Democrat lawmakers are feeding the public's frenzy over the threats by discussing them so openly in the media, which does make sense. I mean, people in the public eye get threats all the time, but just the fact that they're doing it right now.
All right. What is he talking about? Let me just do a quick headline.
All right, go ahead.
New York Congressman Anthony Weiner got a threatening letter with white powder. Death threats plague Democrats who voted for the health care bill. Four Democratic offices have been targeted with bricks, and at least 10 members have reported a threat of death. Georgia Attorney General faces impeachment threat after refusing to file an anti-health care lawsuit. Former militiaman unapologetic for calls to vandalize offices over health care.
And to throw bricks.
And a gas line cut at the home of Virginia Congressman's brother. Oh, man. And, of course, good old Sarah Palin's PAC puts gun sights on Democrats she's targeting in 2010. We only got a few seconds.
Of which four of those have already had vandalism towards them. Four of those.
That's our Sarah. I guess when we come back, we'll get to this thing about veterans and TRICARE, and then we'll go into the world issues that I've been waiting to get at for a couple weeks. We're here with Jim Delgado. I'm Henry Raines, and we'll be back on the other side of the break with more.
This portion of the Henry Raines Show is brought to you by Canada Med Services. Save up to 70% on your prescriptions. Call 1-877-917-3600.
Paying too much for your prescription medication? Call Canada Med Services, 877-917-3600. Save up to 70% on your prescription. Call 877-917-3600. In their sixth year of saving customers money on medications, Canada Med Services, 877-917-3600. Guaranteed delivery. Government inspected and approved factories. Save up to 70% on your prescription. Call 877-917-3600.
Tampa Bay, log on to NewsTalk820.com.
So what's the deal? You gonna get a job now or what?
Did you have to shoot anyone?
Why are you so distant? Are you not happy to see me?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org, brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
News Talk AM 820 WWBN.
AM radio.
And AM radio?
Radio.
Now you're talking.
News Talk AM 820.
Genesis Communications, Tampa Bay.
News Talk AM 820 WWBN.
President Obama is telling Afghanistan's leaders to do more to rein in rampant corruption and improve their government. The president is in the midst of a previously unannounced visit to Afghanistan, leaving Washington late last night. He met with Afghanistan's president before meeting with U.S. troops. The president visits as the U.S. offensive against the Taliban continues. ABC's Nick Schifrin is spending the weekend with the top U.S. general in country.
I'm an old guy, but I'll try not to get in the way.
General Stanley McChrystal does not often go out on a foot patrol, and he'd never brought a reporter with him before today.
There's always a frustration that you can't do it as often as you want, but it's really important to keep what connection you can.
Connection to more than 100,000 troops that he leads across Afghanistan. He acknowledges they will be in more danger than ever this year as their numbers climb to 150,000 by the summer.
ABC's Nick Schifrin, somewhere in Afghanistan. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Henry Rain Show here on News Talk AM 820 WWBA. 820WWBA.com for the live audio stream as well as the webcam. And I said we wanted to quickly get to this healthcare bill and how it's going to affect veterans here. VFW commander issues qualified apology for saying Democrats are betraying veterans with health reform. As recently as March 21st, Veterans and Foreign Affairs put out a statement urging federal lawmakers to vote against federal health care reform, saying the organization was furious with the legislation. Quote, the president and the Democratic leadership are betraying America's veterans, said Thomas Tradewell, senior combat wounded Vietnam veteran from Sussex, Wisconsin, who leads the 2.1 million members Veterans of Foreign Wars. Well, what he's concerned about is that the TRICARE, the military's health program, won't meet the individual responsibility requirement. By the way, those of you that are worried about the penalty for not following the mandate to get health care, is, I think it's a 2.5% penalty. But what was put in at the last minute, the IRS is not allowed to levy a lien, audit you. They're not allowed to take any enforcement activity as far as the, if you haven't paid for health care.
And there's going to be an ability to pay component.
But more specifically, if you just decide, I'm not going to do it.
Right.
As long as you are truthful on your form. So in other words, you're saying, no, I didn't pay it. I didn't buy it, rather. They can't come after you. They can't levy a penalty or take appropriate money out of your bank account, levy against your assets, or anything like that. But anyway, back to the veterans. John McCain has asserted that TRICARE would meet the requirement. And then, interestingly enough, just to be sure, the U.S. House unanimously, when was the last time you heard that about something, unanimously passed separate legislation affirming that TRICARE will not be affected. And then Jim Webb, Senator Jim Webb, introduced a companion bill in the Senate.
Correct.
But a funny thing happened on the way to the Senate floor. Republican Senator Tom Coburn is blocking it. You know, the whole filibuster thing, threatening a filibuster. Can you believe it? A simple vote that was unanimous in the House that would make sure that TRICARE would qualify for vets as meeting the mandate. And the Republicans are blocking it just to be blocking.
Sure, why not? That's what they've been doing.
It
puts a smile on my face, Henry.
I'm at a loss for words.
Look,
so
it distinguishes who you really are. Remember John McCain signed Country First. The question is this really putting country first? Or is it putting politics first? Is this talking about your election for 10 or 12? Or is it really about your country? I mean, I think we're getting a snapshot of where people really stand on that.
I can't understand how you can justify that when you look a veteran in the face, Senator Coburn.
Because they don't, Henry. That's the fact. They don't look a veteran in the face. They talk about them. They put the bumper sticker, but they don't look at them. They don't talk to them. They don't have a clue what their problems are when they come back. But they have a nice bumper sticker.
Let's go to the phone lines. Miss Christine, how are you?
All right, Henry and Jim. I had to lower the radio down, so I missed part of it. What was that now about the veterans and Senator Coburn?
Okay, there was a question with the Health Care Act, whether the TRICARE, the veterans, the military health insurance would qualify as the mandate for individual health insurance, as that would satisfy the mandate. The House unanimously passed separate legislation after the health care bill just to make sure of that. Then Senator Webb brought it and introduced it in the Senate. And instead of allowing it to come for a vote to make sure that veterans, TRICARE, everybody thinks it's going to be accepted. I shouldn't say everybody, but almost everybody thinks it would be accepted anyway. But this was just to make sure. It wasn't any more appropriations. It wasn't anything like that. Just to make sure that TRICARE fits the individual mandate. Senator Webb brought the same bill that the House passed to the floor. And Senator Tom Coburn has put a hold on it. You know how they do, like when they threaten to filibuster anything.
Did he give a reason why?
Let the American people understand the Republicans objected to a matter that could have been... that's Webb's quote. Could have been fixed by Alana Moore. It doesn't say.
No, it doesn't.
I got a link here. I'll try and find out. What else are you...
They shouldn't hold that up. As long as they're not taking money from TRICARE like they're saying it's going to be taking money out of Medicare, as long as they don't take it out of TRICARE.
Right. I agree.
Well, I wanted to comment about the tactics. I always believe disagree in an agreeable manner. And if Sarah Palin, if that was taken out of context, or if they did that without her knowing it, she should come out and say she had nothing to do with that website. She is campaigning for Senator McCain due to the challenge she is facing from J.D. Hayworth in Arizona.
Christine, as a matter of fact, she has fully endorsed it, and she's very proud of it. And she thinks, and she too today, or I think it was yesterday, reasserted the fact what Cantor said, that we're the ones fanning the flames, and that they're saying that. I mean, so she's actually copped to it. She's okay with it, and she's even pumping up a little bit more.
Well, I'm not okay with it.
And she also had that quote about how we need reload on healthcare.
It was,
I know.
It was retreat, reload.
I feel sorry for Senator McCain. What could he do? If he needed someone to help him against J.D. Hayworth, because I don't know if this is one of the toughest primary fights that Senator McCain has had in a while.
And Christine, remember, country first.
Yes, and I know there is a conservative radio talk show host who is also a film critic. I won't mention names.
Christine?
He's come out for McCain. He doesn't like J.D. Hayworth, so...
Okay, Christine, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but before we get too far, I did find the answer to your question about why the Senator Coburn did that.
Yes.
He was trying to get an amendment attached to the reconciliation bill in the Senate to force more votes on the health care bill itself. So I don't know why he wouldn't let it pass after everything was said and done, why he's still blocking. But anyway, that was the original reason. It was a parliamentary move to try and, you know, block the whole thing.
Although, if you're going to touch on the wars again, once again, if Tea Party people and whoever think the money is being wasted, then let's just get some victory and get out of these places. And that was one of the things about Marco Rubio. They did not get to the wars in Afghanistan and the war on terror on the debate on Fox News Channel. But I know Marco Rubio had said one time, no matter how long it takes, well, we can't fight it in 100 years. I don't know what Governor Chris's view is. They didn't get to that.
Right. Well, actually, maybe next week I'll play that clip from the Captain's America, because he does talk about that on that interview.
It might not be too different to out of the primary.
He says the war on terror just about every opportunity he can.
Yeah.
Yes.
Christine, anything else you want to raise?
No, that's it, Henry and Jim.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you, Christine. Thank you for helping me segue into that segment I've been trying to do for 2 weeks. Let's look at the headlines.
We're going to talk about Afghanistan?
We're going to talk about the whole world at war.
Let's do it.
The World War III that's currently underway. We just haven't been told about
it. With
an
asterisk.
Yes. U.S. and Russia sealed deal to slash nuclear arsenals by a third. I'll tell you how that fits in soon. U.S. troops death double in Afghanistan. The number of U.S. troops killed in Afghanistan was roughly doubled in the first 3 months of 2010 compared to the same period last year. Those deaths have been accompanied by a dramatic spike in the number of wounded, with injuries more than tripling the first 2 months of the year. The same has happened with the British forces. They've doubled their rate of death there.
Right.
Pentagon wants $33 billion more for war in Afghanistan, sort of putting punctuation on Christine's point. $33 billion in additional funding to pay for the war in Afghanistan this year and train the Afghan military. But members of Congress want to make sure they're not writing a blank check. Secretary Gates and Secretary of State Clinton appeared before Senate Appropriations to defend the war supplemental, which, of course, is on top of the $708 billion submitted to Congress in February for the total U.S. defense industry. Well, not the defense industry, just the Defense Department, because we still have Homeland Security and other money that is sort of in that same bucket on top of the $708 million. KBR bills $5 million for mechanics who work 43 minutes a month. Okay, good work if you can get it.
Where can I get some of that work?
U.S. looks to export drone technology to allies. See, there's a payoff for the war. Defense Secretary Robert Gates said on Thursday he hopes to export coveted U.S. drones technology to allies. Technology? Let's just sell them the stuff. Let them reverse engineer it if they want it. Despite legal hurdles and played down the threat from rival drone programs in nations like Iran, he was testifying before the Senate. No assent given to U.S. drone attacks in Pakistan. Pakistan Interior Minister says the U.S. drone attacks in the tribal areas are carried out without the consent of Islamabad, as he winked and nodded as he said it. Let's see. Iran-Contra operative linked to questionable spy program. This, have you heard about this one?
No.
Former high-ranking CIA official who was involved in the Iran-Contra scandal has worked on an alleged ad hoc spy an assassination program that the Pentagon is investigating. CNN has learned. Dwayne Dewey Claridge, who was pardoned for his alleged role in the Reagan-era scandal by George H.W. Bush in his last act of presidency, last acts, is using contacts in Afghanistan and Pakistan to obtain information for the Pentagon. A panel testifying before a panel in Congress, an expert said the CIA may face prosecution to drone raids in Pakistan. Could be if war crimes, different kinds of legal liabilities. The alleged spy ring prompts the wider U.S. probe, and that was the aforementioned operation with Dewey Claridge. Government in Pakistan not buying electricity from Iran due to U.S. pressure. There is no valid reason why the government should not be serious about purchasing electricity from Iran, especially at a time when the whole country is suffering from load shedding. I think that's sharing. Senator in the upper house in Pakistan claimed the American lobby was working against the interests of Iran, which is also creating, and here is the key line, the money line, creating hurdles for the Iran-Pakistan pipeline project and the provision of electricity.
That's what it really boils down.
Well, we're going to connect a few more dots and tie it up with a bow for you on the other side of the break here with Jim Delgado. You're listening to The Henry Raines Show here on News Talk AM 820.
This portion of The Henry Raines Show is brought to you by HurtByAccident.com. 1-888-280-HURT. Personal injury attorneys, they'll come to you.
If you've been hurt in an accident and you've been contemplating talking to an attorney to see what rights you have, consider a few things. If you were hurt in an accident a few years ago, can you still make a claim? There's a statute of limitations on making personal injury claims. That means that if you wait too long, you may not be entitled to anything, so be advised. Secondly, will an attorney or law firm charge you a fee or cost regardless of the outcome of your case? Some will charge you costs even if they lose, so be advised. Hi, I'm C.J. Zaya. For nearly 20 years, my partner Kevin Gallagher and I have been representing accident victims, and we've been doing it for free. At Zaya & Gallagher, personal injury law is all we do, and if we don't win, we'll do it for free. At Zaya & Gallagher, we charge you nothing. That's no fees or costs unless we win. Our fee comes out of what we recover for you. Call us today, toll-free at 1-888-280-HURT. That's 1-888-280-HURT. 280 Hertz.
The new standard for Tampa Bay News, News Talk AM 820.
I'm Steve Summers. Join me every weekday afternoon for local news updates along with traffic and weather from the Weather Channel. We have more reliable and local information than any other station in town. So join me every afternoon on News Talk AM 820 to get the news that matters to Tampa Bay.
Experience the difference.
Experience the difference.
News Talk AM 820.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket faster and faster. The profit on the cable giants has pushed consumers around enough. You don't have to stand for it anymore. It's time to push back, cut the cable, and get Dish Network installed for free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $19.99 a month for an entire year, and you'll also get over 50 HD stations and a high-definition digital video recorder upgrade for free. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed for free and get over 15 premium channels, including HBO and Showtime, free for 3 months. So pick up the phone and call 800-840-4370. Just imagine all your favorite TV shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $19.99, it's like giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-840-4370. That's 800-840-4370. Again, 800-840-4370.
Henry Rain Show here, News Talk AM 820, Jim Delgado in the studio. A couple quick headlines here, and then we're going to get into a conversation with Jim, and I'm going to try and convince him of what I see going on.
You can try, Henry.
By the way, we had Ambassador Edward Peck last week and talking about the Iraqi elections. Looks like Iyad Alawi, the old CIA asset, was the leading accumulator of houses of parliamentary seats for his party, but it looks like al-Maliki, the current prime minister, is in an alliance with the Sadr party, which actually was the second, will be able to form a majority government with their use. And there are rumors that al-Maliki was hosted in Iran for a meeting with Sadr at the behest of the Iranian government. American terror suspect worked for DEA, and an American charged with helping plan the 2008 terrorist attacks in Mumbai, was also a asset for the Drug Enforcement Administration. And it is apparent or suspected that he actually was making contacts with the radical groups as he was working as an informant for the DEA, which ties right into the final headline here. NATO won't destroy Afghan poppy fields. He had a request from the Russians drug agency, because a lot of that heroin finds its way into Russia. They said, nah, it's working just the way we want. We wouldn't want to take any income away from these poor old farmers.
Income.
All right. What I have set up. One last thing. Jim hasn't heard this. This is the third week I've said it, but I can't get it out of my mind. This was from 2 weeks ago in the Bradenton Herald, where they put on page two, where they always list the names of soldiers lost in Iraq and Afghanistan, there was this paragraph, Jim. 76 more members of the U.S. military died in support of Operation Enduring Freedom. Of those, 8 were the result of hostile action. The military lists these other locations as Guantanamo Bay Naval Base, Cuba, Djibouti, Eritrea, Ethiopia, Jordan, Kenya, Kyrgyzstan, Philippines, Seychelles, Sudan, Tajikistan, Turkey, Yemen, and in a previous release, Uzbekistan.
So the question is, what's going on in those places?
And then, of course,
that we're not hearing about. How many wars are we really in is the question I want.
Just one huge one. One huge one, and it's not against radical Muslims, radical Islam. It's a whole much bigger idea here. And also, I want to remind people who didn't hear last week, the Royal Scotsman newspaper in their Sunday edition, Scotsman's newspaper, reported the transfer of 387 blue bunker busters on their way out of, I believe, San Diego to Diego Garcia in the Indian Ocean to be staged in advance of a preparation for a strike on Iran. Florida Superior Maritime Services, hey, little economic stimulus for Florida, paid $699,500 to carry the cargo, includes 195 smart guided Blue 110 bombs and 192 massive 2,000 Blue 117 bombs. And they also, in the background, we have General Petraeus coming out and saying the situation between Palestinians and Israelis is making it dangerous for U.S. troops in the region. What's going on? Now, I told Jim that I've come to believe that Barack Obama is carrying out the project or rather the neoconservative foreign policy, most openly articulated by the Project for the New American Century. For those of you that don't know, 20 of the signers of a document that was written by the Project for a New American Century wound up in the administration of George Bush. People like Paul Wolfowitz, other people that we
William
remember.
Crystal. William Crystal.
Yes, and, well, he wasn't in the administration.
He was writing for it.
But anyway, that what this said, I'll try and summarize real quickly because we only got 10 minutes now, that for America to dominate the 21st century,
right,
we need to project our power into Central Asia, Middle East, that general region, because that is where the great undeveloped resources of the planet are.
But simplified even more, Henry, who's the target?
And there, it also states we must, well, and the as it was affected by George Bush, the U.S. came up with a new military strategic doctrine called full spectrum dominance. And what that meant, and what the key phrase is, we will allow no other country to rise to challenge us. Because you got to remember, at the point this was going down, Russia still hadn't resurged. They hadn't accumulated their oil wealth. They showed no intention at that time of reprojecting their power. Things have changed right. A little bit now. And so, what are these countries? Well, Pakistan, Tajikistan, Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan, Iran. Now, if we look at what has happened and we look at it in relation to China, who else on the planet can rise to challenge us, most importantly, economically? And we have to be careful when we talk about us, because don't think about us as the U.S. citizens of this country. Think about it as an alignment of financial, economic interests around the world, not just our companies, not just our Halliburtons and our Bechtels, or our Boeings or our Lockheed Martins. It all works for all of them.
Are you including the petrodollar? Is that what you're really getting to?
And I'm including the energy industry, but I'm talking about energy industry outside of China. Allies like Russian oil companies. Allies like the Saudi royal family and the other Sunni Arab monarchies that are facing off against Iran. So what do we have? We have a coalition of interests. Forget about Israel and their worry about a bomb with a nuclear power in Iran. The threat is Iranian influence on the Arabian Peninsula. That's why Saudi Arabia has been running a full-blown war against Yemen.
Right.
Or rather, the Shiites in Yemen.
Right.
All right. So we have the alignment of those interests. Now, let's work our way around the planet. Pakistan on the payroll for us. They could look the other way, anything going on down on China or Iran. India, China's main rival, both economically and for the water resources of the Himalayas, just recently signed a deal to purchase the first modern aircraft carrier the Navy has. China only has one that's 50 years old.
Right.
The control of the Indian Ocean, they want to beat China to the punch there. They are buying tons of weapons from Russia. Russia has now an interest in the way the coalition is forming. Russia is worried about China encroaching on their borders because of their shrinking population and China's need for greater expansion. Japan looks at China as a rival that took away their markets and helped bring their economy into a stagnation point.
Right.
Same with Korea, has lost market share to Chinese companies.
Right.
And most recently, we've had China standing up to the U.S., talking about how they don't need to raise their currency relative to the U.S. dollar.
And you forgot one thing, Henry, before you keep going. And China used to only do copy. Basically, they would manufacture. Now they're doing R&D, and that's huge. That's why they're sucking up all the cement, the copper, the steel. I mean, that's important, too. Now they're starting to make and build stuff from scratch as opposed to just copying.
Right.
Sorry, go ahead.
And they're saying, well, we're not so sure if the U.S. dollar should be the global currency anymore. So what kind of perfect storm does this create? Well, think back to World War II, because actually Japan in the first part of the 20th century was our ally.
Right.
In fact, Theodore Roosevelt went over there in his presidency and won a Nobel Prize for negotiating a peace treaty between Russia and Japan over their dispute. What most people don't realize is he also at the same time was cutting a private deal with Japan okaying their invasion of Korea to be our proxy in the Pacific and for the big prize, China. Well, the problem was Japan got a little bit too uppity. Their industry grew too fast. Their military ambitions grew greater than ours, or exceeded ours. They were looking as a rising imperial power themselves. And so what did Franklin Delano Roosevelt do? But whatever happened was Europe and Hitler. The real key to the war in the Pacific was when FDR was going to cut off the oil to Japan and force their hand, and they attacked Pearl Harbor.
Correct.
The existing imperial powers never want to let the new power rise up. They would rather try and shut them out than carve up the pie another slice.
Right. You never want to give up power. You never want to give up money.
So if you take out Iran, you have now cut off all the energy transit. We can control the Arabian Peninsula. We control the Persian Gulf. We can control the pipeline routes that go that direction to China. We can control the Pacific Ocean. India will be our hegemon over the Indian Ocean region, as well as our fleet that can be there. We are positioning ourselves to take China down before they rise to a point to challenge us.
The question begins then, Harry, with what military force that we have right now? We're extended too far. We're not paying for the other wars. How are we going to pay for this war?
Well,
question. I mean, and just
you soak the U.S. taxpayer, for one thing.
More than it's already, okay.
Because the interest that we're talking about...
But there's not a hate right now for you. Okay, look, people are tired of the wars already. I mean, are you saying that something's going to happen? There's going to be an attack on us?
I think we're going to strike Iran. I think we're going to carry out the policy of the neoconservatives.
We can't go in until they strike on us. Because you got to get the people. You got to get the sheep to follow you, Henry. The sheep have followed us into Iraq because of 9/11.
Hey, like Patton told Ike, let me go after the Soviet Union. I'll make it look like they started it.
I just think it's saber-rattling. I think they're lining up. I don't think they intend to leave that area. I think to surround them and stay in place and basically control them.
You have to knock their economy down. We could, if we closed our market to China, we could destabilize that whole country. And Europe is in the same position we are. They have their economic problems. What happened after the Great Depression? World War II. What happened before World War I? The financial crisis of the early teens in the U.S.
Should think we're heading for the
All right, we got to wrap up. Thanks to Paula Dockery for joining us today. PeoplesForPaula.com. Thanks to Jim Delgado for driving all the way up here. Thanks to Nick for keeping us running so smoothly. And I don't know if we're going to do a rerun next week on Easter Sunday. I'm going to have to speak to Nick about that or not. But there'll be something here where we usually are that sounds a whole lot like the Henry Raines Show here on News Talk AM 820.
Thanks for having me up here, Henry.
News Talk AM 820.